You became a public speaker, and you were around one of the masters of public speaking in Oral Roberts. Did you think you should have been a minister?
That's a good question. I got a letter from someone the other day, said Reverend Talbert, and I said, maybe they sent it to someone else, maybe to my mom. But I think in some regards, committed to your faith, you automatically become a spokesperson for your faith, but not in a formal way.
So you didn't feel pressured or feel that maybe I ought to consider that?
No, I didn't feel pressured.
The call never came to you?
No.
In another business, you're in the coffee business.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
The coffee business is a chip off of Stairmaster to a great extent because Stairmaster was totally new to me. As I said, I was not an athlete, so athletic equipment really didn't mean a whole lot to me. But I began to understand what Stairmaster meant for the heart. And I knew that everybody had a heart, so somebody should be buying this machine to make the heart work right. So when the coffee business came along, that opportunity came along, I was never of the mindset to say, I can't do this. It was a challenge put in front of me, and don't ever put a challenge in front of me, because I will look it over 1,000 times and find out a way to say, yeah, I'm going to find something bright in that challenge. The guy who founded African Bean Company said, I need someone else to do this. I can't do this. And the brand is Roots Java Coffee. He said, if you could sell Stairmaster that nobody wanted, surely you could sell coffee that everybody drinks. So I had to really think in terms of, how do I learn this business? I've been in it for 5 years, but the first 2 years I was learning the business. I mean, there was so much I didn't know. The only thing I knew about coffee was Maxwell Coffee, because that's what I go down the store to get for my great aunt when I was a kid. That's all I knew about coffee. So I had to learn everything, how it grows, all of that about it, the different blends, everything. I had to learn it from ground zero.
Who are you marketing that to? A specific audience, or is it in grocery stores so everybody
buys
it?
We're not in grocery stores, but we have an online store that we sell from L.A. to New York.
What's special about Roots Java?
The coffee is imported from the mountains of Rwanda. It's absolutely incredible. It has no bitter aftertaste. Plus, whoever drinks a cup of Roots Java coffee or buys a bag of Roots Java coffee, they happen to rebuild the country of Rwanda that almost disappeared in that horrendous genocide that happened for them. And they are now back in control of their lives. And we work with about 300 to 500 independent entrepreneurs in Rwanda that grow their coffee up in the mountains. I mean, it has a great, great taste.
Yes, I can imagine.
It really, truly does.
I'm not even a coffee drinker, and I might like it, huh?
Yeah, you would.